What's up, everybody? It's time to talk about black wrestlers in WWE for the month of February 2025. How is everybody doing? It's been a while since I've recorded anything for Super Black. Don't take that as me not being dedicated to the platform. I just haven't had time or really anything to talk about. This is not the venue for that. Anyway, we're talking about black wrestlers in WWE. So the month of February was an interesting month for the main roster men and women of color. Mostly heel turns. Did you guys notice that? So the main, I would say, five black male wrestlers on the WWE roster, that being Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, Carmelo Hayes, Montez Ford, and Angelo Dawkins, have all gone heel. The New Day famously turned on Big E a couple of months ago? I don't remember. I think it was in January. And February saw the full heel turn of the New Day. They got new music. They have a new attitude. Friggin' Xavier Woods got a Majin symbol tattooed on his shoulder, which is a thing you can't take back. So now he's just going to be heel for life. Carmelo Hayes continues to wow people with great matches, great selling, just overall great performance, and his mic work continues to grow. He's getting better, and I think he's figuring out his character a little bit more, too. He's always great. I think the more he gets exposed on TV and the more he has mic time and interactions with top stars like Cody Rhodes, like, you know, The Miz now, the better he'll get, and he will be that, you know, first round pick that he should have been at the start of last year. I think he just needs some time, right, to work out the kinks. I think he's always great in the ring. He has incredible matches. I just saw a match with him and R-Truth, which was great. He's definitely on the rise. And then the Street Profits are turning heel. Or maybe not heel, but definitely tweeners, where they have that edge where, you know, standard cliched wrestling thing. You guys keep screwing us over. Now we're gonna have an edge. We're getting violent. We're wearing different clothes. Montez is preaching. Dawkins is upset. It's a good turn for them. Hopefully, they get some new music, and I would love for them to change their name. Honestly, I've never been a fan of Street Profits. Just feels reductive a bit. I don't know. It could be just me. Might be just reading into it. But then we have someone like R-Truth, who is like just a stalwart. The man is beloved. He's on SmackDown now. Always good to see him featured. I was saying to myself, honestly, that R-Truth needed to move to SmackDown, because there was not much for him to do on Raw. I think the worst part about his move to SmackDown is that they moved The Miz with him. So now their sort of interplay is back on SmackDown. I don't know if I need that, but maybe they'll shift it into a new gear. Who knows? But R-Truth is always a pleasure. And on the women's side, Naomi and Bianca, at the time of this recording, just lost their tag team titles to Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, but I believe, based on the promos that they've been showing, Jade Cargill's on her way back, and the culprit for who beat her ass that day, I think is going to be Bianca. Why, you ask? And I wrote in my wrestling podcast YouTube channel, the community tab, I wrote, is Bianca going heel today? After the episode of Raw, they didn't pull the trigger on that, but she has been subtly changing her attitude towards mostly everything. Like, she's not as smiley as she was before. She's wearing, you know, darker makeup. She's wearing the grills that Montez Ford has been rocking in his quote-unquote heel promos. Her mannerisms are more, you know, dismissive, and her gear has become decidedly darker. And her entrance on Raw just gave me that feel. I was like, she's going to turn heel tonight. She didn't, but the loss of those titles will, I think, usher in the her WrestleMania match, which will be against Jade Cargill, with Jade being the returning hero and Bianca being the villain, I think. I think everyone's been positioning Naomi as the one who did it, and I feel like that's always been a red herring. Sure, they showed Bianca in the ring when Jade was discovered, but that doesn't mean that Jade wasn't, you know, tossed around by Bianca prior to the match. Who knows? And I don't know what the motivations will be, but they're setting the stage for not only Jade's return, but for Bianca to be the heel. That's my prediction. That's my prediction. Because I don't think Naomi, I don't know, I don't think she has the sauce to to carry a heel turn at the moment. But Bianca has been just a straight up babyface for her entire length of time on the main roster. And from what I hear, her heel turn or her heel moments in NXT were really good. So now, after years of learning and growing on the main roster, a heel turn for Bianca will be just incredible. And slapping the title on her, a heel Bianca, is just what the doctor ordered, in my opinion. So I'm hoping she goes heel. I'm hoping that these changes weren't just aesthetics and she's just going to remain a babyface. She should get the heel turn. She should, I don't know. She doesn't need to align with the Street Profits at all. They don't have to cross paths, but I do find it interesting that she does look more like her husband in terms of aesthetic now than she did prior. So let's see where that heads up. NXT has crowned Oba Femi as champion. That was a little bit back. I think that was at the end of January. I can't remember. But he continues his reign. And interestingly enough, Moose, the X Division champion from TNA, called out Oba Femi. So now we're going to get a Nigerian versus Nigerian fight, which should be fun. NXT remains a bastion of black wrestling. There's so many black champions and black challengers and great angles stuff. I still, you know what? Despite all of that, I still have not watched a single moment of NXT the past ever. Not because I don't want to, but because I just don't have the time. I have Mondays and I have Fridays slotted. Tuesdays, you know, it's just hard to carve out more time for rest. There's so much wrestling going on. But I think I said this before. I think I have to. Just to give props to Oba Femi, which I have seen his matches. He is really good. And to give, you know, Moose some shine as he makes his WWE in-ring debut, let's say, when he called out Oba. And whenever they end up clashing, it should be a good matchup. So the state of black wrestling on WWE's main roster and even NXT, let's slot them into, is great. Feels good. I do find it a little funny that all this heel turning happened in February, but that's neither here nor there. It is a push, right? They're getting TV time. The New Day is thriving again, which is great. Hopefully they get Xavier Woods closer to a singles championship, or they get back to the tag team titles. Who knows? Again, I want Bianca as a heel. I want her feuding with Naomi. I want her feuding with Jade. I suspect Jade will show up during the Elimination Chamber match. I don't know, how would she get in? I don't know, but she might show her face there. That'd be interesting. And Carmelo Hayes, again, continue to watch him grow and thrive. Apollo Crews is on the shelf. I just want to shout him out. Hopefully he's getting better, and hopefully he gets some shine. Ashanti the Adonis continues to be a ghost on the main roster, and Cedric, I was going to call him Cedric the Entertainer. Cedric Alexander was let go, unfortunately, but he'll land on his feet. He's an incredible athlete, and they honestly weren't doing anything with him, so you might as well go somewhere else that will appreciate your talents, said. I don't know if that's AEW. I think it's New Japan. I think it's a run of the indies the way Cardona did. Who knows? Who knows? I'm excited to see where he ends up and how he plays it. Yeah, if I missed anybody, let me know. I'm sure I did. Oh, B-Fab. B-Fab has been elevated to an actual in-ring wrestler in the past couple of months, which is great. She's doing really well, getting props from the fans. They paired her up with Meechan as sort of like springboard to get her, you know, in the groove of things. I haven't seen her wrestle in a couple of weeks. Neither Meechan, but we can throw Meechan in that, in the black wrestling pantheon. She's half black, so she was doing better when she was in that dumpster match a while ago. But she has wrestled for the U.S. title against Chelsea Green. They've had great matches, but she just hasn't crossed that line again to the tops when she was feuding with Rhea Ripley in Judgment Day with the OC. So I don't know. Hopefully B-Fab and her continue to get TV time, continue to make the most of their time on television. I certainly enjoy watching them. And I didn't know B-Fab had it in her, honestly. I've never seen her in a match. I always thought she was more of a manager than anything else. And watching her wrestle and kind of throw folks around, it's a good thing. So again, if I missed anybody, let me know in the comments. Wait, I don't have comments on this site. If I missed anybody, I'll pick them up in the next month. And hopefully I can do this sort of black wrestler report for WWE every month. Just let's do a check-in of how these wrestlers are doing on the main roster and, you know, who's coming in, who's moving out, who's getting over, and who's getting buried. We'll figure out the format and how we structure it. Anyway, thanks for listening. Take it easy.